All right, so if you are somebody that perhaps is going to be going on a job interview here pretty soon, your body language says a lot. And, you know, I've worked with people who just walk around with just these mopey looks on their faces and,
totally.
And just like,
snap out of it.
And look, you got to at least fake it while you're around work, people.
Mm-hmm.
Fake it till you can make it.
Yeah.
So a recent survey asked job interviewers how important body language is, and then what exactly are you looking for? And they noticed things like eye contact, which is huge. You have to make and maintain regular eye contact, but you have to look away sometimes or else you seem overly aggressive. Or it could be...
So it's good, but it's not that good.
Well, but it could be an attempt to have a staring contest, and I don't know if that's what you want to do.
Right. You blinked.
Also, watch your facial expressions. You don't want to be stone cold serious the whole time, so smiling a bit can make you feel warmer and more enthusiastic. Obviously, don't smile too much, because then you just turn out to be creepy. Watch your posture. You got to sit up straight, lean forward a little bit. Makes you seem more confident and engaged in the conversation. Uh-huh. That's one that I have to work on. My posture is terrible.
Mine is too. Yeah. I'm leaning on my elbows as we speak.
That is,
it's pretty comfortable. But not very professional.
No, that's okay. You're already hired.
Exactly.
Once you get the job, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Your handshake is very important. It's got to be firm. You can't crush the other person's hand. And also, don't let it drag on too long. About 3 or 4 seconds is plenty. One of the worst things in the world is to do the limp fish handshake.
Oh, yeah.
When your hand is just like...
for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Just putting your hand out and just... like you make the other person shake your...
wrist.
Yeah, well, your clammy, dead fish hand. I hate that. Ugh.
Ew.
And finally, watch your fidgeting. You gotta catch yourself doing it. Stop bouncing your legs, tapping your fingers, things like that. It makes you seem anxious and intimidated when you're in an interview. So there you go. There's some just a little. We're here to help. You know, just a little bit for you.
Absolutely. Now go out and get that job.
And ultimately, what you've learned from this is when I'm around you, look at me in the eye, but don't stare at me.
Yeah.
And make sure your handshake is not a dead fish. That's pretty much those are my two main rules. So thank you. All right.
Limp handshakes are the worst.
Oh.
Do I need to kiss the back of your hand? I mean, what are you expecting me to do with this?
Yeah, no, don't. No.
Yeah, just don't do that.
And you don't even put your hand out of here. If you don't want a handshake and you prefer a fist bump or a forearm smash or something, that's fine.
Or
let me
bow.
Know. High five. That's fine too.
Yeah, exactly.
Low five. I'm good.
Low five, high five, then a low five.
All of that is acceptable. Just don't give me a limp fish handshake.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Perfect.